Welcome to a Song of Ice and Fire Symposium. My name is Nav.
And I'm Harmit.
And this is a Game of Thrones, Chapter 8, Bran. In this chapter, Bran has no fallback plan.
Ah! That's funny.
Welcome to the podcast, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. This week, we are discussing a rather interesting chapter. What you think, Harmith?
I remember being like, this still stands true. I was like, oh, this is just going to be a filler chapter that's going to give us some more backstory, which kind of did. I was kind of right. I wasn't expecting people to die in chapter 8. That's not what I expected.
For 70% of this chapter.
Yes. I didn't expect someone to die in chapter 8. But then, to be fair, by chapter 9, they're not gonna get caught. Like, duh. Logically, story arcs, that's not how that works. But I didn't want Bran to die, right? Like, so, kind of sad, but
yeah.
Not gonna say I was emotionally affected. I was just a little like,
shocked.
What's going on? Yeah.
Well, let me just say, this chapter is like when things start to get real. This is
really?
Like actually the story is beginning. Before Ooh. This, it was all introduction. You saw that. Like, we were just getting introduced to people. And now something has actually happened.
Yes.
So, I'm so excited. Okay, all right, let's pretend that the end didn't happen and start at the beginning.
Yes.
And our beginning is, do you want to guess what that is?
Oh no, summary. I always forget about this. We've literally done this 10 times now and I'm still like, tra-la-la-la. Okay, let's do it.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll give you 1 minute for this.
Okay, sounds good.
Just to listen to you hash it out.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so we start the chapter and, chapter's called Bran, so it's Bran. And so everybody else pretty much has gone on a hunt except for, like, Jon and, like, the girls. And he's like, oh my god, they only left those people behind, but they left me. Blah, 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 blah. He's just going off. And then he likes to climb things. So he goes, he's like, nobody knows Winterfell like I do. And he starts talking about, like, literally all the stories and the First Keep and all the stuff inside of there. So then he's just, like, climbing and he's like, I'm just here to be alone. This is my goodbye. You know, he's, like, saying goodbye to the place because they're leaving tomorrow, right? So, so he's just saying goodbye. And then he catches Cersei and Jaime having their moment, and he overhears some stuff that he shouldn't have overheard, and then he gets pushed and killed. So, yeah.
That's a minute. Okay. So he got pushed because he heard things he shouldn't have, or because he saw things he shouldn't have?
Both. Well, they don't know that they only know that he saw things he shouldn't have, so.
Right. Okay. All right. Good summary. You actually caught some of the major points. Now, let's start at the beginning of the chapter and have you take us through.
Okay, so like I said, everyone's gone on a hunt, and he's all like, Prince Joffrey got to go, so Rob got to go.
Why is everybody such a brat in your vision?
Because they're all, like, living in a royal family. They can be brats, and they're just all
Bran
brats.
Bran is not a brat, okay?
Bran is a brat.
The kid just died, according to you, so...
I don't just care. Nice just because him. People are dead doesn't mean they weren't, like, you can't... Being dead doesn't eliminate your flaws. I'm sorry, Bran, but it doesn't.
Okay, all right, okay, whatever.
Anyway...
Speak ill of all the dead you want.
No, that's not... Okay, that's not my intention. Moving on. So Bran is just, self-pity. And they're going on a hunt because they're telling us that they're leaving for the south tomorrow. So we know that some time has passed since we last saw all these people.
Yeah.
And then so when he's explaining like, oh, the girls are they left the girls behind and everything, he's like, oh, they left John behind. And then he kind of mentions that John seems to be angry at everyone these days.
Yeah, and he doesn't really know why, because he gets to go to the wall with Uncle Ben. Yeah. And that's the greatest thing. It's Rob that's being left behind. Why is John so sad?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, dang.
Like, you can tell he's, like, such a little kid by that.
Yeah, definitely. And then Bran's excited to get his own horse rather than just, like, a pony that he had before.
Yeah, he's gonna ride his own horse. Well, not anymore,
like,
but
I feel like Bran's probably, like, actually, maybe not the most. I feel like, what's her face? Sansa, is that her name?
Arya?
No, the older one. Is her name Sansa?
Yeah, Sansa. Yeah,
okay. I feel like Sansa's probably pretty happy. I think Sansa and Bran were probably the most happy about this proposal.
Yeah, well, Arya likes being in Winterfells.
Yeah.
So...
And then Rob, I feel like Rob would want to go instead of, well, actually, we don't even know Rob, really.
He's going to be the Lord of Winterfell.
Exactly. So, like, yeah, I don't know. But,
yeah. But, yeah. So, okay, so we're talking about Bran. Bran is thinking, and he's excited to ride his own horse, and we learned that he wants to be a knight, specifically in the Kingsguard. Yeah. Do you remember what the Kingsguard is now? He explains it here.
Yeah. It's just, like, the Kingsguard. It's like very selective and specific.
Yeah. And they wear white armor. They have no wives or children, so similar to the Night's Watch thing. Mm-hmm. And they live only to serve the king. Mm-hmm. And which is when he mentions that Jaime Lannister is a Kingsguard, but he kills the king.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. So he killed the king he was serving, and now we know why people were mocking him as Kingslayer. It's because, you know, he was supposed to serve the king, and instead he killed him. The king was terrible, but he went against his own, like, honor.
Oh my god, that makes so much more sense than before. Earlier when you were asking me, you're like, how did he betray the king? I was like, I don't know, Nav. Like, I don't... Kingslayer. Because in my mind... Before, he was just a royal house. I didn't know he was, like, king royal house. I thought he was just, like, you know? Like, you know how the Tullys aren't, like, royal, but they're, like, a royal
house? They're nobility.
Yeah, they're noble. That's the word. They're not royal. They're noble. So
Well, Jaime Lannister is in, like, part of the royal family.
No, but he's a
other
king's
than
guard.
He's
still, like, that's... Yeah. That's, like, I didn't know that before. Yeah. So I was, like,
Well, yeah.
So I couldn't have known that. So that's okay.
Yes,
but anyway,
you couldn't.
That makes a lot more sense. Okay.
Yeah, so we find that out. I just wanted to point it out. And then Bran, he decides to go say his farewells. Mm-hmm. That doesn't go so well because at the sight of his pony, he starts crying. I was like, oh, I totally get it. I'm such a crybaby. Whenever I have to, like, leave or move or, like, go to a new school, like, any time that I had to do that, I just, like, bawled my eyes out. So I totally felt him in this.
Okay, so Bran tries to say his goodbyes, but doesn't really work because he started crying because of his pony. Sad. But, So we find out that he doesn't have a name for his wolf yet.
He runs off to the Godswood with his wolf to teach him how to fetch. Mm-hmm. But he has no name for the wolf.
He's just kind of like, oh, my wolf.
Yeah. We find out the names of Rob's and Rickon's wolves. Do you remember their names?
Nope.
Okay, so Rob's is called Grey Wind because he runs so fast.
Wow.
And Rickon's is called Shaggy Dog because Rickon is three.
That's cute. Why didn't I pay attention to that? Oh.
I don't know. Why didn't you pay attention to that?
But,
So... Bran's, like, in the Godswood, and like his mother, he's also creeped out by the heart tree. He's like, trees should not have eyes or leaves that look like
hands. At this point, my prediction was, I was like, he is, like, Catelyn was focusing so much on the Godswood, and then, like, and then Eddard was focusing so much on the Godswood when, like, he took, the king down there, and now Bran's focusing on it.
With that, he didn't take the king to the Godswood, he took the king down to the crypts.
Oh, in my mind, they're, like, the same place. Okay, never mind.
The Godswood is, like, a little forest.
I thought they went, like, underground in the forest. That's what I thought.
Oh no, they went underground in the castle.
I see. Okay. So, what I was gonna say is, so
everybody's focusing on the.
I was like, everybody's focusing on it. I was like, something's gonna happen with the woods. The others are gonna come back into the equation. Because I was like, we haven't heard about them in so long, you know?
So you think the woods, the heart tree, is like a way for the others to come through, or like
something like that? Because they're all creeped out by it. I trust their intuition. Something okay. like that. But anyway, so from that, from the godswood and the trees, we find out that he loves to climb, and he's like, oh, I'm just gonna go for my, like, last goodbye climb to this whole, this whole, you know, yeah. Winterfell.
Bran loves climbing. Yes. So he starts climbing, and his wolf starts howling. Now, knowing what happens at the end of the chapter, it's, you can kind of, like, be like, oh no, the wolf knew, and the wolf was warning him to not go. But, you know, Bran's not going to listen. He's never listened to anybody else. His mom forbade him from climbing, but when they punished him and sent him to, like, the godswood for a night, they eventually found him up in a tree. So,
they
like,
I don't think they really thought that through.
Yeah, so, yeah, Ned Stark was like, okay, you gotta climb, so okay, just climb and don't let her see.
Yeah.
So from then on, his mom wouldn't, like, forbid him explicitly, but she started, like, using other people to, like, yeah. warn him through. Yeah. Old Nan started telling him, like, cautionary tales, and Maester Luwin, like, made a little clay boy and threw him off the roof and was yeah. like, that's what's gonna happen when you fall. And Bran's like, I never fall.
I mean...
Except when he does.
But I guess he doesn't fall.
He was pushed, yes.
But...
Do you think people will realize that he never falls and this wasn't an accident? Or do you think they'll just chalk it up
He's literally a 7-year-old. I would not...
So they're gonna be like, oh, yeah, this was bound to happen.
I feel like there's definitely going to be someone in the family who's going to be like, Bran never falls. But, like, in general, people aren't going to be like, oh, a 7-year-old Bran falling? That can't happen. You know, like, duh.
Okay.
He fell.
Yeah, they're going to think it was just an accident. Yeah. Okay.
Which is kind of awful, because...
Yeah, it very much was not.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Bran loves climbing. He climbs on up to the roofs, and he's talking about how Winterfell is the perfect labyrinth because it has all these, like, weird passageways and, like, towers and stuff. But eventually, he starts making his way over to the Broken Tower, which is kind of his favorite haunt, Martin says, which yeah. I liked. Oh, and also, at the top of the tower is the Eyrie, which is... I didn't know what this word meant, but I looked it up, and eyrie means bird's nest. And I don't know if you remember, but Lysa Arryn, John Arryn's wife, is now in the Eyrie, the holding of the House Arryn up in the Vale. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. So there, do you remember what their sigil is?
I have no idea.
It's the moon and the falcon, so it's like the falcon's Eyrie, and that's what their castle is called. Okay, yeah, okay. It's not as cool as I think. I just like that, okay?
Okay. Our idea...
You could be a little interested.
That's cool!
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so he makes his way to the first keep, and then he's just going through, and he's like, wait, I hear people talking.
And nobody's like, ever here.
Yeah, he's like, in all my years of climbing, I've never come across this. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
But
well, I mean, if he's been climbing as long as he's been, before he has been walking, that's like at least like six-ish years, probably.
Yeah, but I don't, he has not been climbing since before he was walking. So, so they're talking, so he hears them, and obviously from their words, like, we know it's the queen and her twin brother, but he doesn't.
You figured
know that
out before he revealed it?
I mean, okay. Yeah, just, they're like,
well,
you should have,
because
that was my guess, remember? Because I was like, oh, she wanted her brother to be the king's hand, or like her dad to be the king's hand, you know?
Right.
So in my mind, my prediction was already true, and I just went with that. So I was like, oh, it's definitely the queen. And then, what he pretty much hears is, like, Cersei's like, oh, like, you should be the hand, Jaime. And then Jaime's like, no thanks, it's too much work. I was like, yeah. You're kidding me. Why is everybody in a like powerful position here literally lazy? Like, they're so lazy. Well,
like, if you remember, like, in the chapter with Ned and Robert, King Robert, and they're talking about how the king, you know, eats and the hand takes the shit. So it's kind of a shitty job, and Jaime doesn't necessarily want that. And he's on the king's guard, so, like, you know, he's already in a position of power. Mm-hmm. But yeah, being the hand would make him the second most powerful person in the realm, so he should consider it for sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, this little bit, at one point, Cersei's like, you know, Ned's like a brother to Robert. And Jaime says Robert can barely stomach his brothers. Not that I blame him. Stannis would be enough to give anybody indigestion.
I was like, dang, that's so mean.
Makes you wonder what kind of a person Stannis is.
Yeah.
Okay, I just enjoyed that little bit. Okay, continue.
Okay, so pretty much just the queen's expressing her doubts, as she should, because if I were in her position, I'd be like, yeah, I don't trust this kid. So she's pretty much saying Ned is a threat to us, because his wife's sister is Lysa, who might know something because she was John Aaron's wife. And I was like,
yeah, and they're talking about who might know something. So that means, like, John Aaron knew something that threatened the Lannisters.
Yes.
Which makes sense why they would try to kill him, according to Lysa's letter, right? Yeah,
exactly. So I was like,
so what do you think, what did John Aaron know that they didn't want?
Maybe John Aaron literally just, like how Bran stumbled upon them. Maybe it was literally something like that.
But, oh, so John Aaron knew that they were having sex?
I think so. Like, that could be it, but I feel like that's not
major enough to kill somebody over?
Well, I mean, they just did. But I feel like just, like, in his case, it would be something bigger. Like, maybe they're definitely, like, doing, like, I feel like this is just the tip of the iceberg for, like, things that they're not supposed to be doing, you know?
Yeah, but, okay, you gotta keep in mind, though, like, adultery on the part of the queen is treason. Because if she has sex with anybody else other than the king, that's treason. So that's reason
with
enough.
The king's for hand.
With the king's hand?
No, not hand. What was it? King guard. King's guard, yes.
Yeah, so, like, that is grounds enough for Robert to be like, she committed treason. Like, chop off her head, or, you know, get her executed.
So it could
literally
just be that, yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
No, I just feel like in the context, yeah, that's gigantic. But I feel like for the story, that wouldn't be interesting enough. I feel like it needs
right, because
bigger.
We already know it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we figured it out in, like, episode, or chapter 8.
Yeah, so I feel like it'll definitely be something bigger. But I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. But anyway, so she's just expressing her doubts. And then he's being a dick, and he's like, oh, what is it with you women? As soon as you give birth, you're just paranoid. Yeah. I'm like, buddy,
a lot of misogyny.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, A, she's right, you're dumb. B, you're rude and dumb. Whatever, it's fine.
Yeah.
I don't like him. Moving on.
Yeah, and Cersei also, at this point, she's like, she says that she hopes that King she not hopes, but she wants King Robert to die soon. Because she's afraid that she'll be replaced by some Lyanna lookalike. So she's like, I want him dead and my son on the throne ASAP so that, you know, I could be in power or whatever.
Yeah,
so that he can replace me.
Yeah, but I guess it's her son. But I'm like, what makes you think he's gonna, like, just listen to you and not do just, like, whatever he wants?
True.
Because he seems very
at least
egotistical.
That would mean that he can't replace his mother. Like, somebody can get married a second time, but they can't, like, undo who their mother is, so.
That's fair.
I think she just wants to retain her position as much as she can.
Mm-hmm.
And, you were going to say something before I interrupted you.
I was just, like, going to go on.
Okay, well. Okay, go on.
Okay, so at this point, Bran's like, I'm not supposed to be hearing this. Yeah, so he's like, and maybe he realizes, go
skedaddle out of here.
But then he's like, I want to know who this is.
Yeah, because what am I going to go tell people? Like, I need proof or some information.
Yeah, what am I going to go tell my brothers?
At this point, I was like, Bran, just leave. Who the fuck cares? Yeah. Just leave.
Yeah, but he wants to feel important. He wants to be like, look, I have this thing to tell you, you know?
Yeah.
But it's fine. So, he's like, I hear sounds. I'm like, oh no. He's like, I hear flesh on flesh. I was like, oh no. I figured it out. I was like, oh no. I was smart in this chapter.
It's like it's not very hidden. It's just if you think about him as a 7-year-old.
Yeah, I know.
He doesn't know what that
is. Yeah, I know. I was like laughing. I was like, dang, he does not know what's going on.
So how did it make you feel, this incestuous relationship that we witness?
It was a little weird.
These two people are twins.
Yeah. Like, they're not even just siblings. They're twins.
Well, okay, they're fraternal twins, which is pretty much the same as being, you know, any other kind of sibling. So, still, they're siblings, okay?
Okay, but they're, like, still, like, twins.
Yeah. So, that's... you're against it? Is that your position?
I don't condone it. Like...
yeah.
Like,
well, okay.
I think the bigger problem with this is, like, it's illegal.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the bigger problem. Not recommended. They are consenting adults, sure, but, you know, because of all the genetic possibilities.
Yeah, but, like, you know what? Like, that's, like, you know, you're, like, your kids are gonna... like, you know what I mean? That's not my concern right now. My concern is you're breaking the law.
Okay, all right.
You know, that's my main concern.
I am all about the law, Miss Harmut.
You know, like, you're literally, like, you're the queen, man. And you're the Kingsguard knight person.
Well, just so you know, this particular relationship is referred to as twincest.
Oh my god.
In the fandom.
Oh my god.
So you'll hear that word.
Okay, twincest. Oh my. Okay, but anyway, so that's what's going on. And then they're turned away so he doesn't see their faces when he sees them having sex. But then, like, they, like, move. Like, they, I don't know, like, they move or something. So then he sees, like, her face, and he's like, oh, I must have made a sound, because she, like, jolted awake.
Looks up.
And she's like, ugh. And then he's, like, in a hurry to get out of there.
You want to rethink that sound?
No! No, that's my shocked sound. Like, ah! You know? Okay. That's my, like, I can't scream, but I'm very confused. Like, ah! You know? Anyway, whatever. So, he's, like, rushing to get out of there. But, you know, when you're rushing, you tend to, like, fall and stuff. And so he stumbles, and then he's holding on with, like, one hand. And then by then, Jamie's like, give me your hand before you fall, boy. And then he's, like, standing on the ledge, and they're, like, interrogating
him. And he's like, oh, thank God I didn't die.
Yeah. Okay. So the queen didn't recognize him.
Well,
I guess they haven't, like, I guess this is her first time meeting him,
right? What makes you think that?
Because she didn't, like, acknowledge it. Like, when they were talking, all they said was, like, he saw us. She wasn't like, that's Ned's kid. I feel like she definitely would have been,
like... Do you think we really need that? I think everybody present in the scene already knows that.
I know. I feel like, well, this is their first time meeting him. I don't think they cared enough to recognize him.
No, they, like, saw him in, like, the feast and stuff.
No, that's what I mean. That, like, the feast was that, like, them coming to Winterfell was their first time ever meeting him.
So you don't realize that, you don't think that they realized that he was Bran?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, let me just tell you, you're wrong. They knew he was Bran.
But they didn't even, like, bat an eye at
that. Well, I don't think it really, like, needed acknowledging. I think at that point they were just more concerned about what the hell are we gonna do about the situation than what the, like, it didn't matter. If he was, like, the fact that he's Ned's son doesn't really matter as much as the fact that he saw them.
Mm. Okay. I see.
So, yeah. Jamie's like, okay, how old are you, boy? And he says 7. And I guess the purpose of asking that is to try and figure out if he's old enough to realize what was happening, or, like, I don't know. Either way,
he's like, the things I do for love, and then pushes him to his death.
Yep.
And then it made me really sad when they were like, oh, the wolf howls and the, what was the other thing? The crows wait for food.
Wait for the corn. Yeah.
That made me really sad. But it's yeah. Fine.
So you think this is the end of Bran? This is the last we see of him? He's like...
Well, duh.
Okay.
No.
There's no chance he survives this.
Well, no. Everybody's gone. Nobody's gonna see him. It's not like they can... And also, like, it's not like the Meister's gonna see him and be like, I will heal you, you know? Like, nobody's gonna see him.
Wait.
He's in an abandoned...
Like, ever?
No. He's in an abandoned part of... Like, no one's gonna be, like, strolling across the park and see him dead, you know? Like, by the time they realize
he's missing for a while, they're gonna go look out for him.
Yeah, but...
Okay, by the time they realize he's dead, that's all we need to know.
By the time they realize, he's gonna be dead.
Okay. All right. Oh, that sounds... Like, I would rather, you know, die as soon as I, like, hit the ground than, like, lay there waiting for somebody to rescue me.
Yeah.
And die waiting. Oh, that would suck.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, so Bran is dead, no more chapters from him.
Sad.
Are you sad about the fact that, well,
I mean, like, not I'm just not sad, that- I don't really know him, but I'm kind of like, oh, that would have been, like, it would be interesting to have, like, a 7-year-old's perspective, just because the rest of them are all gonna be, like, 14-year-old hormonal creatures.
Well, Arya's 9, so.
Yeah, but she, yeah.
Okay, all right. I think that's it for the chapter. Let's think about some predictions. What do you think's going to happen to his wolf now that Bran's dead?
Maybe Jon will take him in.
Oh, so like Jon will have 2 wolves?
Yeah.
What do you think Jon will name the second wolf?
Bran.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Bran.
Jon and Bran and Ghost. Got it.
Yes. JBG.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Okay. I'm just going to look through my book just to make sure I didn't
miss anything.
Yes.
Okay. You do that and I'll think of something to ask you.
Okay.
So, do you think people are going to find out that it was the queen and her brother that were responsible?
No.
No? Really?
No.
And... Are they... Is anybody ever going to find out that they're having sex?
Eventually.
Okay. Who do you think will find out?
Ned.
Okay. And what will Ned do with that information?
Ned will eventually die. He'll be like,
Because of the information?
Yes.
So he'll be like, I found it, I figured it out. And then he stumbles, slips on a banana, and dies. Like,
I don't know. I haven't thought about it that far. Maybe, like, he'll, like, go tell, you know, he's the king's hand. He'll go tell the king. And then the king's like, how dare you make up lies about my family?
Oh.
Or, like, something like that.
Because of that.
Well, I guess he doesn't, I guess from what we know, I guess we don't know too much. But from what we know... Ned, he cares more about Ned than the queen. But then still, yeah. Like, I don't know if he would believe Ned.
Well, the queen herself in this chapter is saying that if he found out whatever, or like whatever that in any other kind of information,
he would be looking for an excuse to.
Yeah, because he loves me not. Or,
right.
You know.
But also, like, that's just what she thinks. Like,
So it may actually be that the king actually cares for her, but she
or
just
maybe
doesn't
he just
see
like
it.
Cares about his honor, like he doesn't want to like do anything to his reputation. Maybe.
Okay. All right.
Because he already like had to like kill the Mad King to get the throne, so he's already been controversial. Maybe if some people like liked the previous king.
Hmm. Possible, and What about, before this happened, everybody was supposed to leave for the south the next day. Do you still think that's going to happen as planned?
Yeah.
You think so? Okay. Yeah. So, you know, Ned and the girls, because Bran's no longer there, they're all going to go to the south, and Catelyn and the other kids are going to be in Winterfell?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And you think that everybody's going to think it was an accident because he was a 7-year-old climbing towers.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Just reiterating some of the things we discussed. Mm-hmm. And John Arryn knew something that was endangering to the Lannisters, but you think it was more than just the fact that they're having sex. It was more, there was more to it.
Yes.
Okay. And do you think, like, that's why he was killed, and it was, in fact, the Lannisters that killed him?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Something's going on. Oh, sorry. Something's going on. And...
Okay.
We don't know. Sorry, I paused because I was trying to, like, think, like, what could it be, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I have no idea.
All right. Fair enough.
These people are insane. That's what they are.
Supposedly, yeah. Okay, all right. I think that's all I have for predictions to ask you about. So, do you want to flip the page and see who's next?
Let's do it. Where's my bookmark? Okay. Tyrion. Oh, yay! He's the one I like, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You wanted a Lannister perspective.
Oh my god, yay! Okay, yay.
So what do you think we're gonna see from Tyrion? Do you think he's gonna figure out what happened with Bran?
I think so. I think that...
Do you think he's in on this whole incest thing? No, he doesn't know about it?
No.
Okay. But he's still gonna figure out that the queen and her brother were the ones responsible?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do you want to see from Tyrion? Because he's like our perspective on the other side. Like,
the I want him to give us the tea. But he can't yet.
What kind of tea?
Maybe like his second chapter we'll find out more. But I feel like this chapter will just be him like... And his struggles within his family and, like, trying to fit in. But no, because they're going today. So we'll see, like, both families from his perspective.
Okay.
Because he's in the King's Party. So he's going to see, like, he'll see, like, Rob, but then, like, also Joffrey. He'll see Ned and then also, you know. But I feel like it'll also just be, like, a us getting to know him thing.
Okay. Well, I look forward to that. Now that we're through our regular segments, do you want to play another game of who or what?
Okay.
Just a quick round?
Sounds good.
Okay, we don't have as much time today, but we're going to do it anyway.
Okay.
So, who or what is Willa?
Willa?
Yep.
Willa. I mean, we already met a Will.
Yeah, we did.
Maybe it's Will's sister.
Okay. So it's a person?
Yes.
And it's possibly Will's sister?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, next one. Who or what is Magnar of Then?
What? Magnar.
Magnar of Then.
Then is not on my map.
No.
Maybe it's a different continent that will meet in, like, the next book.
So it's a continent? Magnar of Then is a continent?
No, maybe it's, like, a place. Maybe it's, like, a Winterfell on another continent.
So, like, Winterfell of Westeros, Magnar of Then? Like, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Last two. Who or what... is the Tower of Dread.
Is that where they, like, interrogate people?
I don't know. You tell me.
Maybe that's where the king interrogates people. Because remember when Bran saw, like, someone from the Night's Watch, like, get killed or whatever? Or, like, get sentenced? Maybe it's something like that, but, like, more extreme because it's the king's.
Okay. All right. Final one for today. Who or what is the Tower of Joy?
Tower of Joy? Tower of Dread and the Tower of Joy.
Yep. Well, so they get tortured and then they go get to go to the spa. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe Tower of Joy, like... Is Tower of Joy, like... I don't know. Tower of Joy? Nothing in these books is joyful.
Okay, well,
so far.
Is it a who or a what?
It's a thing. A place.
Okay.
Tower of Joy. Maybe Tower of Joy is like... I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay. Well, boo. I wanted something more. Whatever. Okay, so now a message to our listeners. I just want to put it out there for any if anybody has any suggestions of such terms for a game of who or what. If somebody wants to have Harmuth guess on their terms, get in touch. Send them to me. Now, I reserve the right to use or not use those terms because I want to make sure that, like, there's a certain level of non-spoilery stuff. but if you have any suggestions, feel free to send them in. You know our email and everything is in the show notes. The email is popculturesymposium@gmail.com, on Twitter @PopSymposium, on Facebook and Instagram @PopCultureSymposium, and of course, you can comment on our website at popculturesymposium.tumblr.com. In other good news, we've now been heard in 36 countries and 128 cities.
Oh my god!
Isn't that cool?
How much did we have before?
Less. Okay. I don't know. I just like looked it up today, and it was that was where we were at. We started at zero, and now that's where we're at.
Yay! 100 and what?
Yeah. 128 cities. 128 cities.
Beautiful.
That yeah.
That's beautiful.
I mean, a lot of, like, some of those are just people listening, like, to one episode once and just being okay. Like, oh, these people are
it's
so
okay.
Terrible.
Exposure.
But still.
Exposure.
Yeah. Okay. That's all I have. Do you have anything else to add?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, until we talk about Tyrion... Farewell, my friends.
Talk to you later.